I invite you to take a slow breath in and an even longer breath out. And then gently close your eyes or soften your gaze, looking at nothing in particular. And imagine you're standing in a quiet, open space, maybe outdoors, maybe somewhere more internal. Behind you hangs a hammock, a place where risk, trust, waiting, and possibility gather. You approach the hammock and then turn your back toward the hammock. You can't see it, only sense it behind you. You slowly reach back and hold the edge with both hands. Feel its tension, its give, its invitation. You gently begin to sit with both feet still on the ground. Feel the moment the hammock takes some of your weight, but not all. Notice what stirs in your body when you commit without fully knowing. Once seated, you begin to scoot toward the center. Feel the shifts, the small wobbles. Feel your body finding balance, one breath at a time. As you start to slowly lean back, sense the subtle surrender. When you're ready, release one hand, then bring one leg and then the other into the hammock. Let yourself settle. Adjust your weight. Find the place where your body can soften into being held, even as the hammock moves beneath you. Feel the gentle and at times unpredictable sway as you feel the breeze on your skin and hear it in the trees above you. Feel your body being moved as you sense the warmth of the sun and the coolness of the shadows on your face and behind your eyelids. This is the hammock of not knowing. Not rigid or fixed, but supportive in its own way. Let yourself rest here, suspended between certainty and possibility. As you settle into the gentle sway, imagine this. You're in a session with a client and horse. Everything feels just right. The horse lowers its head, exhales deeply. The whole space feels calm, grounding, spacious. Your body softens in response. Things are going well. But then you notice your client's body stiffen. You turn toward them, wondering what shifted. And when you gently ask what they're noticing, they look at you with fear and anger in their eyes and say, "I hate this." Feel that moment, that jolt, that sudden drop from clarity into confusion. You don't know what happened. You don't know what comes next. And you don't know where to go. Right here, while suspended in this hammock, notice what happens in your body as you imagine this moment of uncertainty. Notice what tightens, what sinks, what races, what part of you wants to fix, explain, or escape. Let yourself rock in the hammock as you sit in that not knowing. Feel the way your body negotiates the absence of answers. As you stay here, notice this. We create room for so much possibility when we let go of needing to know the outcome or even the next step. Uncertainty, though uncomfortable, even painful, opens the door to creativity, new ideas, unexpected connections, and entirely new ways forward. The hammock doesn't ask you to know. It simply asks you to be with what is here and trust that possibility exists even when clarity does not. So as you sway between what you expected and what you don't understand, Feel the spaciousness that opens when you stop trying to resolve the moment and instead allow yourself to rest inside it. Stay here as long as you need, breathing, noticing, held by the hammock of not knowing. Notice how your body responds when uncertainty is simply allowed to exist without needing to be solved. As you continue to rest in the hammock, held, suspended, steady enough, though not certain, bring your attention back to that moment with your client. The moment when calm shifted into tension. When the ground you thought you were standing on suddenly changed. And now ask yourself, from this place, from having been held by the hammock of not knowing, how much you respond to your client. When you don't rush toward answers, when you meet your person's experience with the same spaciousness that the hammock offered you. I invite you to rest in the hammock as long as you please, letting the answer arise. Then take a minute to write your response to your client. Only one or two sentences, just the next step. Let your response come, not from certainty, but from your body, your breath, your presence.